In May 2014, Canada came to Chelsea in the form of Tiny Taxonomy, an installation originally created for the International Garden Festival held annually at the Reeford Gardens, also known as Les Jardins des Métis, an historic garden in eastern Quebec, shaped by the innovation of horticulture pioneer Elise Reeford in the 1920s and 30s. Tiny Taxonomy was set up in Belgrave Square as part of the Chelsea Fringe, and it was brought to London by Elise's great-grandson, Alexander Reeford.
We brought 25 stainless steel canisters designed by Rosetta Elkin, who's a Canadian-born designer who is from Montreal but now teaches at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And the installation is essentially about bringing to our attention the rather lovely plants of the forest floor. So these stainless steel canisters are about 4 feet above ground level, in which is planted a single species, and at which we are invited to gaze and admire. So these are tiny little microplants, each of which has a kind of a self-contained ecosystem, and our invitation by the designers to look at these plants and admire them and understand them and perhaps respect them a little more when we're trotting in the forest or walking through a garden green, and to look at these plants as unique specimens worthy of our admiration.
And why stainless steel canisters?
Stainless steel obviously provides a couple of unique attributes, one of which is very reflective. So these 25 canisters are organized very geometrically in a perfect alignment in various pathways and configurations. So it creates a reflective environment. They're also fairly rust-proof, so they will endure over time. So it would give this garden some degree of permanence if it were installed somewhere else. And the other aspect, of course, is you can curve it into this rather beautiful shape. So they're about 10 inches across at the top, perfectly cylindrical. Some gravel in the center that provides stability and proper drainage. And in the top is a micro ecosystem of fertile soil for the plants. And it creates this environment which is reflective. It reflects the trees around. It creates a bit of a labyrinth for the kids who wander through it. But it does create a rather beautiful and somewhat intimate space in spite of the rather extraordinarily large open area, which is Belgrave Square.
Do you think these kind of ideas are things that people with, say, smaller gardens could actually take on board and perhaps copy something like that or use it as inspiration?
Absolutely. These are not necessarily designed to be residential gardens or backyard gardens, but this one in particular could easily be moved to any back garden. It's a very modest configuration, so it's only, 25 feet by 25 feet, something like that. It's a very small installation, relatively cost-effective compared to the cost of digging, planting, importing trees, and so on. It creates an environment. It would be for kind of a smallish garden or somebody who is particularly interested in plants or somebody who has perhaps fewer dogs and children than some, but it's an interesting environment. I was at the Chelsea Flower Show and saw similar kinds of stainless steel tubing being used in other installations, so clearly it is a material that's now available, as I mentioned, relatively cost-effective and has the advantage of some degree of permanence because it won't rust or change color in the environment. So it's not for everybody, granted, but it's not a mixed border, so it's low maintenance compared to many gardens. Doesn't require a lot of watering and has the advantage of being heavily and highly designed and very illustrative, I guess you could say, of current trends in landscape architecture.
And how does an installation like this relate back to your own gardens in Canada?
Well, this is the third time this installation has been shown. It was originally presented at our garden festival in Matisse in 2010, which is a juried competition that invites landscape architects and designers and visual artists from around the world to propose new and innovative gardens to show at our festival. This is one of the most successful installations of the past year, successful enough that we've shown it here for its third time. Last summer it was shown at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. And what's interesting, of course, is each garden has a different environment. In Matisse, it's in a treed environment with conifers. In Boston, it was in an open space next to a museum, and here it is in a private London square. So it changes. The plants are different. They reflect the native plant species of each country, but the design component is relatively fixed. So it's that interesting interplay of adapting, I guess you could say, a designed environment to the country in which it's displayed, which I think illustrates how, good design can take its place in any place in the world, and, you can shift the same design from one place to the other. And even if they're typically site-specific, in this instance, it takes on its environment from the surrounding locale.
That's Alexander Reeford from Reeford Gardens in Quebec, Canada. For more information, see reefordgardens.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.